As president of the local psychical society, I had received a note from our speaker a little more than a week before, written by a hand which trembled with sickness, age, or drunkenness. It asked urgently for a special meeting of the society. An extraordinary, a really impressive experience was to be described while still fresh in the mind, though what the experience had been was left vague. Now, I would have hesitated to comply if the note had not been signed by a Major Philip Weaver, Indian Army retired. One had to do what one could for a brother officer. The trembling of the hand must have been neither age or sickness. It proved principally to be the latter, actually. Well, we met for the first time on the platform. Major Weaver was not more than 60, tall, thin, and dark, with an ugly, obstinate nose, the most unlikely person to have experienced anything unexplainable at all. But what antagonized me most was that Weaver used scent. A white handkerchief which drooped from his breast pocket exhaled as rich and sweet an odour as a whole altar of lilies.
A privilege, Colonel Crashaw.
Dr. Brown, Major Weaver.
How do you do?
A privilege.
General Leadbitter, Major Weaver.
A privilege, I'm sure.
A pleasure, I'm sure.
And Mrs. Leadbitter?
Charmed. Oh,
well, I think we better get right along. Everyone seems to be here. I'm sorry it's such a small audience, sir, but it's terrible weather, you know.
Then, does anyone object if I smoke?
Yes. Would you mind not smoking?
No. Yeah. All right.
My throat has been bad for some time.
Oh, yes. Well, what with this terrible weather, you know, influenza, throats...
In my case... Colonel Crashaw. Yeah. In my case, it's cancer. Cancer.
Well, I think we better get right along.
Yes.
Yes, I will take this chair over here.
Colonel Crashaw and members of the Psychical Society, I am deeply privileged to address this distinguished organization. Your kind indulgence toward my urgent request will be duly rewarded. You shall have the opportunity to hear of an extraordinary, I might say, a really impressive experience, which is sure to... alter your whole view of the relative values of matter and spirit. spirit. The spirit and matter. The body. Our temple, as it were, of the spirit. The spirit, the home, and... a temporary habitat of the enduring spirit.
Mystic stuff, you know. I don't know.
The spirit is stronger, far stronger than anyone realizes. The physiological action of heart and brain and nerves. And so on. Subordinate, I say, subordinate to the spirit. The spirit is so much stronger than you think. It's immortal. It's yes. Immortal.
The man's sick.
Now. It is immortal. Now this is important. I can tell you a story. Signs and wonders.
Major Weaver.
When I was at Simla, in Simla, and I said the spirit much stronger And you... Galatians, the epistle of St. Paul. He that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Everlasting. If we live in the Spirit, immortal, immortal, I assure you. The spirit does not die when the body dies. Be led by the spirit. When I was in Simla...
Can't you make him stop, Crashaw? The Simla, man is obviously very ill. And what good is this talk anyway?
I'll try, but give him a moment.
Much stronger, and
all right.
Prove. Immortal, e-spirit, proof, much stronger, proof positive. I'll give you proof positive, spirit, proof positive.
My God, Dr. Barnes.
I told you to stop him. Here, throw his handkerchief away. The perfume is all over the hall.
Give it here. Oh. How is he?
Send them all away. Send them away at once. He's dead. My God, he's dead. And Crashaw, bring back the handkerchief. Quickly.
I understood. The most hideous stench of decaying flesh came from the body the moment the handkerchief was removed. Major Weaver's appearance was incredible. The body might have been one fished from the sea a long while after death. The flesh of the face seemed as ready to fall as an overripe fruit.
Crashaw, the man must have been dead a week.
Proof he had probably meant that the spirit outlived the body, that it tasted eternity. But all he had certainly revealed was how, without the body's aid, the spirit in 7 days decayed into whispered nonsense.